Hachette Audio presents When Will There Be Good News? Written by Kate Atkinson. Read by Ellen Archer.
Harvest. The heat rising up from the tarmac seemed to get trapped between the thick hedges that towered above their heads like battlements.
Oppressive, their mother said.
They felt trapped too.
Like the maze at Hampton Court, their mother said. Remember?
Yes,
Jessica said.
No,
Joanna said.
You were just a baby,
their mother said to Joanna.
Like Joseph is now.
Jessica was 8, Joanna was 6. The little road, they always called it the lane, snaked one way and then another, so that you couldn't see anything ahead of you. They had to keep the dog on the lead and stay close to the hedges in case a car came out of nowhere. Jessica was the eldest, so she was the one who got to hold the dog's lead all the time. She spent a lot of her time training the dog, heel and sit and come. Their mother said she wished Jessica were as obedient as the dog. Jessica was always the one who was in charge. Their mother said to Joanna,
It's all right to have a mind of your own, you know. You should stick up for yourself, think for yourself.
But Joanna didn't want to think for herself. The bus dropped them on the big road and then carried on to somewhere else. It was a palaver, getting them all off the bus. Their mother held Joseph under one arm like a parcel, and with her other hand, she struggled to open out his new-fangled buggy. Jessica and Joanna shared the job of lifting the shopping off the bus. The dog saw to himself.
No one ever helps, their mother said. Have you noticed that?
They had.
Your father's country fucking idol,
their mother said as the bus drove away in a blue haze of fumes and heat.
Don't you swear,
she added automatically.
I'm the only person allowed to swear.
They didn't have a car anymore. Their father, the bastard, had driven away in it. Their father wrote books, novels. He had taken one down from a shelf and shown it to Joanna, pointed out his photograph on the back cover, and said,
That's me.
But she wasn't allowed to read it, even though she was already a good reader.
Not yet. One day. I write for grown-ups, I'm afraid.
He laughed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?